This goes to Dr. Michelle Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, fax 989-875-3732, regarding Lucina, L-U-C-I-N, like November, A, Miller, date of birth 8/6/1955. Dear Dr. Nelson, this is a consultation for Mrs. Miller, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease. She actually was seen initially in consultation May 26th of 2020 through telemedicine, through a telemedicine consult, also for elevated creatinine level, which had been noted since 2018. She didn't show up for follow-up visits during the COVID-19 pandemic, so was lost to follow-up, so she's been re-referred this year for similar problems with elevated creatinine levels. She denies headaches or dizziness, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She is very good with her low-sodium diet and follows a strict diabetic diet. She does gentle exercise on a regular basis, nothing excessive that would cause muscle problems or fatigue or excessive sweating. And she's had no new procedures or surgeries during the last year. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, gout, history of colon polyps, vertigo, paroxysmal intermittent vertigo, hyperlipidemia, microalbuminuria, obesity, a left bundle branch block, anemia. Past surgical history, she's had multiple colonoscopies. She gets them every 5 years. She's had right shoulder surgery. She's had an EGD. She's had a cholecystectomy, sinus surgery, tonsillectomy, a Nissen funduplication, hemorrhoidectomy, and left second toe surgery, unsuccessful. Social history, she does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, stroke, hypertension, emphysema, glaucoma, ovarian cancer, and she had an aunt who developed renal failure at age 19 and died in her early 40s. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to codeine. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Glimepiride, 2 milligram twice a day. Metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Allopurinol is 100 milligram daily. Crestor, 10 milligram daily. Carvedilol, 12.5 milligram twice a day. Multivitamin daily. Tramadol, 50 milligram daily as needed for severe pain. Tylenol, 1,000 milligram daily as needed for pain. Losartan, 50 milligram twice a day. Amlodipine, 10 milligram daily. And ferrous sulfate, 325 milligram every other day. Physical exam, height 67 inches, weight 208 pounds. Pulse is 67. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 70. Neck is supple without lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. No enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, no edema. Pedal pulse is 2 plus bilaterally. Sensation and motion are intact in feet, ankles, lower extremities, and lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done July 19th, 2024. Creatinine is 1.21. Estimated GFR is 49. 1.22/24 creatinine, 1.26 GFR 47, 7.17 of 23 creatinine, 1.07 GFR 57, 9.16 of 21 creatinine, 1.2 GFR 49, and when we saw her in 2020, and her creatinine was 1.4. And the recheck was 1.2. So these levels are stable for the last 4 years. And her sodium is 134. This is July 19th, 2024. Potassium 4.6. Carbon dioxide 25. Albumin 3.9. Liver enzymes are normal. Urinalysis negative for blood, negative for protein. Hemoglobin is 10.8 with normal white count, normal platelets. She has normal reticulocyte count, normal B12, and normal folic acid levels. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio, June 18th, 2024, is 183. 110 of 24, microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 52. Phosphorus was 5.3. Intact parathyroid hormone, 46.7. And her hemoglobin in January of 2024 was 11.1. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels for the last 4 years, and diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. We will have the patient continue to get lab studies done every 3 months. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.